Today you announced the establishment of the David Bruton Foundation and specifically Bruton Books. Why was this such a personal and important cause for you?
It was an important cause because I've seen firsthand of the impoverished schools here in Denver. You know, as a substitute teacher, as a volunteer here for the Denver Broncos and the many events I've done with Mile High United Way, I've seen firsthand how bad some situations are, you know, with kids not being able to read, some schools not having the books, the accessibility to books or a library even in schools. And I feel like it's a great avenue for me to take as a former substitute teacher and a profound lover of education. I feel like it was my calling.
I know you mentioned that you were a substitute teacher. That was during the lockout, right, a few years ago. What was that experience like for you to just kind of get that direct contact with students in a classroom?
You know, you understand the struggles that teachers have, and, you know, and you think it's hard when they have all these students, but all of them are capable to read. Now, imagine having all those students and half the class can't read as well as they should, or, you know, nobody in that class can read. So, you know, we just want to make an effort, me, my board of the advisory fund, all those with David Bruton Foundation, and anybody who wants to help. We just want you to know that the idea is to make a difference, a big difference, as far as reading proficiency.
I was reading some of the press release. It kind of specifically highlighted getting help to students over the summer. What is it that your foundation will be able to do for those kind of students?
We plan to order books for school for these students to be able to own a few and take a few home to continue practicing their reading skills, to continue making that effort and making those gains in the classroom, not when they're in the classroom, but when they're at home, not doing anything, or, you know, instead of sitting in front of a TV, you know, we want you to pull out your book because kids enjoy reading. They love it. They love the adventures that they can go on, and I feel like it's a huge, huge blessing that we're able to do that and help eliminate brain drain.
Exactly. And what I know that you mentioned that you're partnering with United Way. What has that partnership been like, and how are they going to be helping you?
You know, it's a great partnership. The Colorado Reading Corps, their program has done amazing things. 82% of their kids that go through that program, they end up reading at their grade level. So I feel like it was just a great partnership to form right there. We want to make a difference as Dave Bruton's foundation, Bruton's Books. They've made differences for years, and it was just a great partnership there. And I've worked with them in the past, and I love the work that they do and how passionate they are about kids as we are as the David Bruton Foundation. So it was just a great fit, and I couldn't see myself fitting with anybody better.
And the last one for me is that we always see you around here with a book in your hand, and when you're not reading the playbook, what other kind of things do you like to read?
I read a lot of drama, suspense type stuff, and, you know, I've read quite a few true story stuff, military-based stuff, you know, Unbroken, American Sniper, you know, those type of books. I love the drama and the suspense type of books. Those are what I enjoy, and I can pick up a book and I can just read for hours. Like, I'll start reading at 9 o'clock at night in bed, and I won't go to sleep till about 1.
Well, yeah. Is that something because you learned how to read at such a young age and kind of got addicted to it like that?
I did get addicted to it as a kid. You know, my parents couldn't keep a book out of my hand. And, you know, it's just something that I've gotten back to because it expands my world so much, and I get to continuously learn. And that's what I want the kids to be able to do, is continuously learn, not just in the classroom, but, you know, when they're at home or at a park or whatever.